AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says her state is getting the brunt of a powerful winter storm.
Jamestown in the southern tier, close to not far from Lake Erie. Minus 24 wind chills expected, sustained for over 12 hours. Buffalo negative 10, everywhere else in the single digits.
Power is out in New York and elsewhere around the country. But Hochul says getting the power back will be a challenge.
A limb comes down, takes the power lines on the ground. It is dangerous even for the utility crews to approach that in blinding snowstorms, so it's not going to be immediate.
More than 200 million people are under some kind of advisory or warning. It's even going to be very cold in Florida. With 2 days to go before Christmas, there are flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware says there are more than 4,000 cancellations today. The House is debating a $1.7 trillion budget bill that passed in the Senate to try to avert a partial government shutdown at midnight. This is Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
This is a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. The appropriations process has failed the American public, and there's no greater example of the nail in the coffin of the greatest failure of a one-party rule of the House, the Senate, and the presidency of this bill here.
McCarthy mentioned this was one of the most shameful acts in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th? Indeed, this is the day of immense patriotism.
The bill is expected to pass in the House. Consumer prices, a measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve, slowed last month. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, its latest weapons demonstration that came days after U.S. and South Korean warplanes conducted joint drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. This is AP News. At least three people were killed at a Kurdish center in Paris.
The Paris prosecutor's office says a 69-year-old suspect has been taken into custody after shooting in an area housing a Kurdish cultural center, a restaurant and hair salon, in the 10th arrondissement in Paris. Several people have been killed and a handful of others wounded, but the motive remains unclear. A crowd had gathered and was chanting out, "Erdogan terrorist," referring to the president of Turkey. Investigators are looking into any possible connection to terrorism, but have not made a determination. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Burkina Faso's government expelled the top UN official in the country, asking her to leave immediately. Barbara Manzi was the UN's humanitarian coordinator in the West African nation. Burkina Faso has been racked by violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group that has killed thousands and displaced nearly 2 million people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.